This is Wild About Utah.
I've been accused of being a tree hugger over the years, a title I welcome. I've hugged many trees, as I've hugged many people, especially on Valentine's Day. One tree that I'm particularly fond of hugging is the ponderosa pine, with its sweet butterscotch aroma meeting my nostrils. A few weeks ago, I was skiing with friends through a lovely ponderosa forest in Bryce Canyon National Park. The trees had a special beauty with their fresh cover of snow and frost crystal. As my skis and I worked our way through the forest, many questions regarding these magnificent trees arose. How are they being managed by the park, other than controlled burns? It appeared to be a well-structured forest, a multi-age stand from seedling to much older members of yellowbellies, a name given to mature older pines whose bark wore a yellowish-gold cast. When was the last fire where I skied? This dryland forest loves a good cleansing burn every so often to keep it healthy and fecund, reducing the fuel load to prevent catastrophic fires that may kill the trees, often occurring at higher elevations and towering over their lesser neighbors of limber pine, Douglas fir, subalpine fir, and juniper. They serve as highly effective lightning rods. More than 100 feet trees are common for these monarchs. Under ideal growth conditions, they may pierce the sky at 200 feet and over 5 feet in diameter. The oldest recorded ponderosa is 933 years, although they average 300 to 400 years. Ponderosas are among the highest valued lumber trees in the West. Most of the old growth ponderosas have been cut unless they've had special protection in parks and preserves. I found small patches of trees well over 200 years in age, living long before the axes and saws appeared in the western U.S. Native Americans ate the seeds, either raw or made into bread, and the sweet edible phloem in the inner bark. They used the pitch as adhesive and waterproofing agent for canoes, baskets, and tents. Blue dye was produced from a root extract. The long needles were woven into baskets. Many species of wildlife are found in these marvelous forests, some completely dependent on them, like the Averitt squirrel. This squirrel species' truffle-feeding behavior has a symbiotic relationship with the ponderosa pine by spreading truffle spores through defecating and burying them, which form mycorrhiza with ponderosa tree roots, allowing them to thrive. There is less canopy cover in a ponderosa pine community compared to lodgepole pine and spruce fir communities, resulting in more grasses, forbs, and shrubs in the understory. The high species richness of the understory makes it preferred by grazing animals such as elk, deer, and moose. A ponderosa forest bird I'm particularly fond of is the communal pygmy nuthatch. Their busy, constant chatter always brightens my day, including winter days in Bryce. I recently read a delightful book on the ponderosa, Graced by Pines by Alexandra Murphy, a wonderful read to pass these long winter nights. This is Jack Green for Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I'm wild about Utah.